WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Right to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. And I'm your host. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
She's Lindsay Ward. She just said she's the host, but she's Lindsay Ward.
Did I not say my name? I'm Lindsay Ward. Sorry. It's been a day.
I'm your host, and as always, joining me, you join us at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsay Ward on the Twitter machine, or come to wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com, or go work tonight, and interact with us there. Tonight is wrestling-themed cover night. Thus the opening song. Not bad cover of Glorious.
I don't mind it. It's in the wrong key.
It is in the wrong key.
That's okay.
But it's a rock version of it.
It's a rock version of it.
Yeah, they're all rock versions of songs. So that'll be interesting as we move on throughout the evening. But we have a lot to get into.
Yes, we do. we are coming out of WrestleMania. We have not done news for 3 weeks. Because WrestleMania all the time. So there you go. So yes,
Not only have we done news in 3 weeks, Tweet of the Week's 3 weeks old.
Tweet of the Week's gonna be long, y'all.
And maybe outdated. So
very outdated, but that's okay because reasons. But yes, we're not talking WrestleMania. We are gonna be talking about something that did happen at WrestleMania last year.
Last year.
Because that is the biggest breaking story, but we're not going to cover it in the actual news segment. We've broken that off as a discussion, so that will be in the second segment of the show. So if you can't, you know, just can't wait for us to talk about Nikki Bella and John Cena, well, you know, hold on tight, because we'll get there, I promise.
We got comments, we got statements, we got opinions and stuff.
I have things to say about that.
She does.
Anyway, we're also going to be doing all your favorites, SmackDown, NXT, and yes, we are talking about the SmackDown Superstar Shakeup, so don't you worry about that, but now we're going to jump right into the news, brought to our friends over at Gerwick rackradioshow.net. And, well, should we just get it out of the way now and just do the thing and be serious and do the sad thing first?
Yeah, let's be serious for a minute, as Lance Storm would say.
Yes, so something very sad happened yesterday, and we really do hate reporting death because it's never fun, but Wrestling Grandpa has left us. Bruno Sammartino sadly passed away yesterday, very suddenly at the age of 82. There are not a lot of details on it. Nobody knows what happened. Nobody even knew if he was sick, but he was so private that that's not surprising. But Triple H and the wrestling community are naturally very crushed because, like I said, Wrestling Grandpa.
One thing that did come out, he was in the hospital a couple months ago, but no one knows if the two things are connected.
Yes, so fare thee well, Bruno. Thank you so much for everything that you gave us and you did for us. We love you and we will miss you, and Godspeed on that.
What she said.
Yeah. So let's get the other thing out of the way. Hit the sounder.
Oh, yeah. The roundup?
Roundup.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Yes, Matt. Rob has had a week. Rob needs to chill out.
We'll talk all about it Saturday, midnight-ish.
He's been busy.
Yeah.
So since we're blaming people for things, let's go ahead and do the Blame Brent, and that is Jim Ross with a cracked vertebrae.
Hashtag Blame Brent.
This is an older injury. It happened at the tail end of last year, but he just put everything out about it this in the past couple of weeks.
Last week.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep track of what came out when, back on we're so behind.
1 week ago, back on the 12th, so it's been just about a week. So, yeah, he suffered it back in September, and he's been dealing with it ever since, and sort of just got it diagnosed, and that sucks.
He put out the pictures, and they look awful.
Oh, between his eyes, he had stuff done to his eyes, stuff done to his eyes, now the back, the vertebrae, ooh. He's all beat up. Hope he gets better real soon.
Hope he feels better soon, too. So get on that, JR. Get on it. Although I'm sure he already is. So moving on from that, let's do some happy news.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
And, well, we can announce with happy, happy, joy, joy that Nigel McGuinness and his significant other have welcomed a little baby into the world. So congratulations to them.
Hey, congrats.
So super happy for them. That explains his absence last week on 205 Live. And his absence this week on NXT because
recent
baby.
Yeah, baby. He'll be out a couple of weeks and should be back soon, yeah.
And Netflix announced that GLOW 2 will be coming out. They dropped the official trailer this past week, and it's scheduled to air June 29th, so expect that to come to the Rack Reviews here soon.
The Rack Extra Reviews, GLOW, like we did last year. Maybe we'll... I don't know how we're going to do it yet. We'll see how we feel like doing it, but yeah.
I don't think we're going to do it episode by episode. We may do one.
Like we did last year. We did a full whole episode on it.
Because if they do half-hour episodes again, then it's like, it's easier to do one than it is to do episode by episode. But yeah, so GLOW is coming back. Very excited for that. Can't wait.
That is going to be a lot of fun to do. And yeah, they put out like a little video, but like... A little video is cool. Yeah, so GLOW's coming back. Yay! Also, check out the Timeless and the Royals reviews. If you joined us live an hour ago, we aired them live on twitch.tv/WTRLive. And you can make sure you follow the Twitch channel so you know when programming goes live. If you miss a live programming, coming soon we'll have replays and stuff. So if you don't want to download a podcast and just want to listen to something on your tablet or computer, whatever, you can come to our Twitch page, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and you can catch some programming there. More stuff is going to be added. Like podcasts and whatever coming to the Twitch channel
soon.
It's a work in progress. I'm learning things about the whole Twitch thing and how it's growing, and we're getting there.
He's working on it. But well, speaking of things to come, coming very soon is going to be the Greatest Royal Rumble, and there's been some interesting news about it that happened in the last few weeks. Originally, Rusev was announced to wrestle The Undertaker in a casket match, and Rusev put out pictures and some tweets that I guess were not well received by WWE, and for a hot minute he got replaced by Chris Jericho in the match, and now it's back to Taker and Rusev, so I'm not quite sure what's going on there. I don't know what happened, but The Undertaker has suitors. I mean, me personally, I think they should have to fight to get to see who fights The Undertaker. That's only fair.
It is only fair. But you see, John, all you had to do, go on Twitter, make a big fuss, tag some people, and then have your girlfriend, wife, fiance comment about it. Then you may have got your match. But, well, we kind of see why. Anyway.
You know, it would have helped if you tagged his girlfriend, or his wife. I don't know if he has a girlfriend. God, I hope he doesn't have a girlfriend. But his wife, for sure. So, Tag Taker's wife.
That's all you gotta do.
That's all you gotta do. She'll answer back.
She did, so.
Not necessarily in a happy tone, but she'll answer back.
We'll tell you which meal she's having. Anyway.
She's so done with this crap. You could tell.
You could tell.
She's so done.
Just as housekeeping, because of reason. If you're wondering if we're going to cover the greatest Royal Rumble ever, yes.
Yes.
We will have a review of it combined with a preview of Backlash that will be available on that Thursday. Not live, but available on that Thursday.
Yes, because Wednesday is my birthday and I'm going out of town. Or not next Wednesday.
That Wednesday.
That Wednesday. Wednesdays from now, that's my birthday. So I will not be in town, so we will not have a show on May 3rd because I'm probably going to end up being drunk and not in the state. So...
But if things are working the way they are now, that will still air live on our Twitch channel as things go.
Yes. So stay tuned. We'll make further announcements on that next week. And speaking of announcements, WWE put out that they're bringing back the King of the Ring, and it's going to be for the UK tournament. They're filming over 2 to 3 days here in the summer.
2 days, June 18th and June 19th. The event kicks off with the UK Championship Tournament on Monday, June 18th. Though the competitors have yet to be revealed, it is now known the winner of the tournament will earn an opportunity to challenge Pete Dunne the following night inside London's most vaunted venue. The Bruiserweight will also be in action on June 18th, teaming with Mustache Mountain Tyler Bate and Trent Seven to face Undisputed Era.
Oh, that's going to be so good. Somebody get video.
This will all be taped for the network. In addition to Dunne's title defenses against the tournament winner, the event on Tuesday, June 9th, will feature 3 NXT Championship matches, including the North American Championship, Women's Championship, and Tag Team Championships, as Adam Cole, Shayna Baszler, and Undisputed Era are the current title holders, respectively, but with Chicago TakeOver happening just days before the UK Championship Tournament events this June, there's no telling who will be champions when WWE returns to Royal Albert Hall for the first time since 1991. Go to bookingsdirect.com or livenation.co.uk for tickets.
And well, that's not the only wrestling activity in the UK, is it?
No, Impact Wrestling is staying on Spike TV. They'll be airing at 11 p.m. local time on Thursdays, Fridays, whatever it is. They're staying in their current time slot. There had been negotiations up to the last second to try to rework the deal, and now they finally have, so they'll be staying on Spike in the UK.
Yahoo! Go Impact! And also, in case you weren't aware, they have a pay-per-view this Sunday, Redemption.
Check our Instagrams this weekend for the preview.
There you go. So, I think that does it for the news. What do you think?
That's Instagram.com/RockRadioShow. Yes.
All right, so we're going to take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, love is dead, y'all. Love is dead. We are going to fill you in on what we know about the Nikki Bella, John Cena breakup. So you may or may not want to miss that, depending on how into it you are, but, you know, we'd hope you come back. So you'll see the Rock Radio Show right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CB Radio Live.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in... I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with WrestleTalk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join WrestleTalk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. And yes, that music means one thing. We are now going to talk about the biggest news story of the week. So big, it gets its own damn segment. That is the John Cena-Nikki Bella breakup, which
What's
came
this?
Out of left
a
field.
A discussion? Say what?
You paused and I thought I had it.
Sorry.
Anyway,
so it came out of left field. Complete left field.
Like, legit, it came out of left field. We were sitting here talking on Sunday before WTI, and I was just scrolling Twitter. We were just talking about our day, whatever, and I read something. I went, whoa, John Cena and Nikki Bella broke up. And we both went, what?
He's like, wait, what? Because, legit, speaking of John Cena, he's actually on my TV right now in a Hefty commercial. Irony of ironies.
Irony.
So, yeah, because they are legit. They were 3 weeks from getting, 3-4 weeks away from getting married. They were scheduled to get married on May 5th, and they broke up, called off the wedding, and everybody was like, say what?
Say what?
So wait, you're telling me after 6 or whatever seasons of Total Divas and 2 seasons of Total Bellas of putting up with them, you know, going back and forth on marriage, he finally proposes to her, all is right with the world, they're gonna get married, and then it's like, nope, at the last second, Cena kicks out at 2.
And just for the record, say what?
There you go.
Yeah, there's been a lot that's been going on about it. Everything from who broke it up, why did they break up, that certain people want someone killed, and they don't. Supposedly. And,
no, but I'm sure she'd like to smack him.
Oh, yeah. But it's such a huge story to the point where it's been everywhere. There's daily updates for the last few days on E! And Entertainment Weekly and People. And Like, there are people talking about it. It's, like, such a huge topic because it really, it sort of came out of left field, but it really didn't if you go back and think about it. Because in the previews for Total Bellas, which is going to be the most awkward season of Total Bellas slash Total Divas ever because of it, because the whole thing is about the build-up to the wedding, and the finale was supposed to be the wedding being taped on the 5th of May, and it's, like, awkwardness throughout. But there, through the teasers, they mentioned that they called it off once. Like, he was on Ellen and NBC Today show, and they're like, yeah, at one point we had a, everything was called off, but we worked everything out, and we got it back on track. It makes you wonder, did they really get back on track, or were they just going to go through with it to go through with it at this point?
I think it's a little from column A and a little from column B, but until we actually, you know, quote-unquote see the TV-advised version of it, it's hard to say for sure. So here's what we do know about the breakup. She ended it. It wasn't him. It was her. Nikki, basically, from what I understand, from all the consistency in the news reports, is that it kind of came to a head over, from what I've heard, it's the kid's situation, but it could have been something else. But essentially, they had to come to Jesus about something. She called his bluff and basically told him to either put up or shut up, and he did not put up, and so she left. She ended it.
Supposedly, there was no ultimate made them, but there always is in that. There, maybe you don't actually say ultimatum, but it's implied.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, basically, well, you do this or else. It was, well, where do you really stand on this?
Basically, it was brought up that he talks a big game about changing, but as everything got closer, he went ahead and did John Cena first, which he's always done.
I was gonna say, when did he change?
Well, he bent on the marriage, and, you know, because he was... Remember, he was very against doing it. And they were hoping, she was probably hoping he was bending on kids. He never bent. So it's like, she was not the priority. She wanted to be his number one priority, but
she was never his priority.
Exactly.
You watch Total Divas, you watch Total Bellas. She was never in his priority. It's like, yes, he was there for her surgeries. He wasn't there afterwards. He was too busy with his own recovery.
Oh, yeah.
He was off doing his own thing. He was off being himself. I mean, that's very consistent. And the entire time that we watched, you know, Total Bellas and Total Divas, he was always off doing something else. And as you saw the relationship go on, especially in the later seasons, she was alone a lot more than they were together. She was almost always by herself because he was off doing something else, which I get it. They're busy people. They have jobs. They have lives. That's fine. But it's like, how do you expect a relationship to work if you never see each other?
Ashley goes, Johnson, in a recent interview, that he was changing his mind on kids. He said the movie Blockers made him change his mind. Well, clearly, he didn't change his mind.
If you see him around kids, he's not really great with kids. He's actually really, really awkward with them. It's really, he's almost afraid of them. It's really interesting.
For a guy who does all those make-a-wishes, I mean, we don't see what they don't tape, and maybe when the camera's off, he's more friendly with the children, you know?
I would say when the camera's on, he's friendly with the children, because it's like, remember, he refused to hold Birdie.
That's true.
Maybe it's just babies. Maybe he's just afraid of babies. That could be it. I don't know, but he's weird around kids. If you actually watch him, he's really weird with kids. But, I mean, it's kind of something you don't bend on having children. You either want them or you don't want them. And yes, you can change your mind. I'm not saying you can't, but, you know, he came out in an interview and said he didn't even want her dog in the house.
Yeah, that was funny. They put out a clip of it, like, I didn't want the dog. I'm not going to take care of your dog. Let me ask you this, Matt, since you're an engineer. What made you change your mind about having kids? Because, you know, you say you were that way with babies and stuff. What made you change? Relay that here in a moment. But when I'm more detailed than hashtag wifey, I would like a bit more substance.
Go hashtag wifey.
Yeah, just substance to that answer.
But John Cena doesn't strike me as the type of person that bends or compromises well. I mean, pretty much the entire relationship you've been able to tell is very much about him. It's his house, his money, his rules, his way. And he would give her little things here and there, but ultimately he ran the show. There was no mistaking in that. No mistake in that.
No, it was his way or the highway. And, well, now she's back on the highway. On the road again.
You know, honestly, this, I, the more that you hear that kind of comes out about this, and I hate to say this too about it because it sounds kind of mean, but it's really almost a blessing in disguise for her. Because, you know, I understand she was in love with John. She was ready to spend the rest of her life with him, but maybe he showed his true colors in enough time that she was able to, you know, move on eventually and find someone else, find someone that really does love her, really does want her, really wants to have a family with her and give her everything that she wants.
Johnson interviewed that there was always fear about having children. That's why he broke off the engagement the first time, but he changed his mind and they got back together. Here's the thing, what his fear was, that he wouldn't be around. If he was to settle down and have kids, he would have to settle down and have kids. As we are seeing, while wrestling is slowly winding down, his professional career outside of WWE is on the skyrocket, and there's no chance of him stopping.
Mm-mm. If anything, he's on the uptrend. His acting career is taking off, and he's moving away from wrestling, so yeah, he's going to be far from settled. And I think that's where the real issue was. Because ultimately, if she wanted to see him, she would have to go be wherever he is. Which means she has to give up something that she's doing, or she has to take time away from one of her ventures to go see him, versus him coming to see her, you know?
Oh, yeah. And that's sort of where they're taking, where it would have to be. And it's like, that's something she probably doesn't want to do. She doesn't want to be breastfeeding on a movie set. It's not.
Well, she can't anyway, because she has.
You know what I meant.
Yes, I know what you mean. But I'm just saying, once you get augmentation done, you can't do that.
Regardless of that medical situation, she doesn't want to be on a movie set feeding the child a bottle. That better?
Yes.
Okay. But she doesn't want to bring the baby to a movie set, and I don't blame her on that one. I wouldn't want to... That's not the right situation, but the only way for him to see the baby would be in that scenario. Because when John's involved in something, he is focused 120%.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so there were other comments that kind of came out of this. People misquoted Brie Bella in the fact that she said she wanted to kill him, and she later came out and said that, you know, that's not true. She never said that, and I'm sure she did not say that, but knowing how fiercely loyal she is to her sister, I'm sure she at least wanted to smack the crap out of him, because she has to be just absolutely furious and pissed, because again, they were together 6 years. 6 years. That's a long damn time to be together, and it just ended in complete and utter heartbreak. And I know not every relationship has the fairy tale ending, but it's like, you were together, you lived together, you went through all these different things together. You were essentially married without it being official. Then you get down on one knee, you do the proposal in front of God and everybody, millions of people at WrestleMania. You go very, very public with the engagement, and then this. I mean, it's humiliating for Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
It's humiliating for John as well, but it's really humiliating for Nikki because she was very open, very public about the relationship. And I understand she ended it. She had every right to end it, but it's just like, it's kind of sort of that egg on your face, you couldn't get it done kind of thing. And I think people are silently judging, but not really silently judging for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what's going on at this point. When it comes to the information that's coming out in the press, I don't know about anyone else, but I have a hunch of who's leaking some information.
Mm-hmm. Same.
I mean, we could say two letters, and it's a Hall of Fame that coincide with a recent Hall of Famer. Does that work without saying who?
Yes.
I'm just pointing that out. It's a weird situation, and it's going to be weird. And Ashley goes to Total Divas is going to be sad. In a way, yeah.
It all depends on what they do in the final episode, because the entire season of Total Bellas and probably part of Total Divas is building to John and Nikki's wedding, and well, now that's not going to happen. So they're going to have to do something about the breakup, and you have the redemption arc for Nikki already established probably ready to go, where it's Nikki finds love again, Nikki moves on after John, and she finds her own place, her own purpose, and she hopefully finds someone else who will love her, or she finds love in herself and she goes out there and kicks ass, which I'm sure she'll do.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine? She's got to find a place to live.
I was going to say, now let's get down to nitty gritty. Did she get a house? Did she get the San Diego house that he bought for her?
Did she get the house? Did she get the car he gave her?
Did she get the car? The truck, whatever you want to call it.
The Land Rover.
The Land Rover. Thank you. Does she get that? Does she keep the ring? Would she?
Oh, no. No, you give that ring back.
Would you want to? I'm going to say, would you either give the ring back or do you go out and sell that ring? Because, I mean, that would,
No, you don't sell it. You get it reset into something else. I get that put into a nice little necklace.
There you go. Pawn that ring. I mean, you could. You could pawn that ring.
No, I promise you, he probably got that ring back from her. And honestly, just given the situation and the heartbreak involved, I don't think she would want to keep it, knowing what it meant, because it's the literal carrot that got dangled in front of her face, and she couldn't reach it.
I mean, that's heartbreaking.
You can't help but feel really super bad for her, because she tried. She really tried with him, and I'm sure he did too, but in the end, he can't change who he is, at least enough to make it okay for her. And I would rather her go through heartbreak now and find happiness later than push through the wedding only to be heartbroken later on and potentially go through an even more embarrassing divorce later on.
We've mentioned this on Total Bellas, Total Divas, Rack Extras, RackRadioShow.com. Many times she looks at her sister, how she has settled down, how she's had a kid. And you know it's eating up Nikki up inside that she's not doing the same.
Mm-hmm. Because they're competitive. Like, Brie, from all accounts, has the perfect marriage. She has the perfect life. And I know no life is perfect, no marriage is perfect. They're all difficult. But Brie and Brian have made the decision together. They have settled down. They have gotten married. They have had a beautiful daughter together. And she's not likely their only child. I'm sure they will have other children in the near future. And they have the life that I think Nikki really wanted, which is to settle down with someone and have a family and be. And what's really there with Brie and Daniel is the security that they are together, they have each other, and no matter what happens, they will always be there for each other. And I think that's what really Nikki's looking for, is that security with someone. That, hey, you've got my back no matter what. So if my wrestling career ended tomorrow with a broken neck and I couldn't work anymore, you've got me.
Yeah. I don't know that Lizzie, the night they announced the separation, she posted a picture of herself wearing the engagement ring, but then later deleted the picture. Could have been an old picture.
It could have been an old picture. She could have still had it, but I would suspect that it got left when she moved out of the house, or when she moves out of the house, it will be left.
Yeah, it may have been not that day, but, you know, once they divide up assets and everything, it's like...
Because that's like a 100K, something like that ring. He's not going to let that go. Unless he just really doesn't care and he doesn't want it and he just lets her have it. But given what that thing is worth and what he probably paid for it, I would suspect he wants it back.
Especially the cost of insurance that he probably put on it.
Yeah.
For him, now this
And also, that's just like good manners when you get engaged and it doesn't work out, you give the ring back, you know?
Yeah, but there should never... Anyway, good manners in a broken engagement should not be a thing. If you're going to get engaged, it should be a... Anyway, doesn't matter.
You should just go through with it, yeah, but...
That's here and there. Now, on the flip side, when it comes to him, this is his second really bad relationship. One divorce, almost, you know, broken engagement.
Well, what's interesting about the divorce is there's parallels in the divorce to this, which is one of the reasons I heard that was cited was that John and his first wife were redecorating the house and they argued over how to redecorate the house and butted heads on that, and he ultimately won because it was, again, that whole my way or the highway mentality. And so, again, we saw that carry through Nikki, and Nikki tried to change that and ultimately she didn't succeed, and that ended the second relationship. So it's there's two parallels here,
yeah,
with that, with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just something, and he said it is, maybe he just doesn't need to be in a relationship. He doesn't have time for it, which is kind of harsh.
But that may just be the case with him. It may just be where he is, and until he wants to settle down, and that may not be for another 5-7 years.
If ever. People like him, he's extremely ambitious, and he's very, very driven. People like that really tend to not ever really settle down.
But
because they're always
doing something.
They're always doing something. They're always looking for the next project. And for him, especially if he takes off in Hollywood, that's going to give him career longevity, and he could go well into his 50s or 60s before he's really potentially done, if that. He could go well beyond that if he really wants to, depending on what he does with his career. I mean, look at The Rock. So it could be John Cena never settles down.
But here's the difference. You look at The Rock and his popularity. He has a bunch of kids now, though. He realized it was time.
Well, he had a kid before. He was married, and he had his daughter, and then he and his first wife ended up getting divorced amicably, and then he has a girlfriend.
To the point where, she's his manager.
Yeah, she's his manager. Well, I think they broke up because he was so busy he was never around.
And he was at the height of his popularity, and things like that.
Yeah, but I know it was an amicable split between the two of them where it was like, look, this isn't fair to either of us, so we're just gonna go our own separate ways. And now he's with someone else, and they've had three kids.
He just had second kid with the girlfriend.
Yeah, but he's also very much about family, and he's all about the kids. He loves children.
What's heartbreaking is in a recent interview, John said he would never get over losing Nikki, and Nikki really loved him. Well, that's true. He may never. But he lost her because he was unwilling to be the person she needed him to be. And at the end of the day, that's what mattered.
What kills me is you think about all the times that they broke up and they come back together.
The love story they told on Total Divas,
God!
It was such a fairy tale love story where it's like, it's all magical. They're doing all the fancy things. They're running and catching each other in each other's arms, the big dramatic moments. You had everything you wanted. But when reality strikes. And for them, reality struck and they just couldn't get there.
And it could be something that they have some space from each other and they realize, hey, we really love each other. Hey, we really want to be together. And they end up getting married anyway. That could totally happen. That's within the realm of possibility. I don't think it will, because I think on her end, she's learned several different lessons because of him and from him. And she's going to definitely apply those in the future.
Yeah,
and if he comes crawling back, I promise you it will be, or I shouldn't say crawling back, but if he comes back to her and wants to try again, I promise you, it's gonna be different.
Here's the thing, and because I should just ask, do you think we'll get back together? For as public as they made it, they could have privately broken up and tried to fix things. The fact they went full on public about it kind of shows they may not end up together again. Because again, the first one they broke up, or late last year, no one knew about it until they mentioned it in the previews, and John talked about it on the Today Show. No one knew, but now we know, and they went public. They put out PR statements about it. And when you go look at any celebrity couple, when they start putting out public relations, gets all that stuff out there to people and Us Weekly and all the like, they're done. Because you're now in the public eye. And it's like, you can't go through all this dramatic change and then try to get back together. You're putting way too much pressure on yourselves, because it's like, the public eye is going to be so scrutinizing. Oh my God, they're back together now. What does that mean? Are they back together? What the whole deal is? Will it last? And like, so much public pressure will be put on them. I don't think they could. If they kept it private, that's one thing. But there are two people in the public eye who have gained a lot of popularity together. It's going to be hard.
Yeah, it would be difficult for them, but they could get back together. Nothing's stopping them from doing it. But I think he's moving in the direction where he's now just wants to look out for himself. He doesn't want to have to really deal with anything else. And to be perfectly honest, this is going to sound really harsh and really mean, and it's not meant that way at all, but he really got what he needed from her, which is he needed someone to make him more relatable, someone more likable, as he made his foray into Hollywood, and she did that for him, where she made him seem like the down-to-earth guy. You know, they were happy together, they were in love, they were, you know, it's the perfect love story, everybody was, you know, bonkers for it. It did a lot to help him. It did a lot to help her, too. Don't get me wrong, but I think in a way, he sort of used her, not necessarily intentionally, but intentionally, to further his image and his career a little bit. Just a little bit.
I would agree with that.
And on the flip side, again, intentionally but not intentionally, she used him to help bolster her brand and her name and her career in certain ways. I'm not saying in every way, but, you know, being John Cena's girlfriend does have its perks, whether you ask for them or not. They both gained a lot from this relationship. And again, I'm not saying it's intentional. I'm not saying they purposefully used each other, but there was a lot to be gained for both of them, and they both gained that much from it.
Do you think this will be the end of Total Bellas after the season?
They could get one more.
They could get one more because you tell Nikki Bella's side of the story and her redemption, and she's looking for love. And you can reality TV that up where they send her out on a bunch of dates and she goes looking for someone and everything like that.
Well, it's not even that. It's, you know, where does Nikki Bella go from here? Because if she doesn't get a house from this, if she does not get the San Diego house from this, she has to find a place to live. Number one. She has to find a place to stay, which means ultimately she could either end up with her mother for a little while because her mom is in Florida, or she could end up with Bree and Daniel there in Washington, or she could end up back in Arizona with her brother. So for the time being, she could end up with some of her family members, and then as you have to find a place to live, okay, well, what are you going to do now in terms of your career? Are you going to go back to wrestling, or are you done with wrestling? What do you do about your outside ventures? What do you, you know, it's basically she has to figure out her life without him.
Which is a perfect reality show.
Which is a perfect reality story. And then, yeah, if you later want to show her going on dates, you can do that. Or as Nikki Bella finds her way back, finds herself again, and then she's ready to tackle the world. And she's ready to just go full on, let's kick some ass. And that she realizes she doesn't need a man, because there's a headline going around that basically she didn't need a pity husband kind of thing. Or she didn't want a pity husband. Where it's, that's implied, well, he was only going to marry her because they were together 6 years or 5 years at that point, and it's might as well propose. And that's not what she wanted. So it's like, I think Nikki Bella could be perfectly fine without a man. I don't think she needs one. I think she's smart enough, and I think she's gutsy enough that she could get what she wants on her own.
We'll have to see.
We'll have to see. But I think that does it for this discussion. What do you think?
Yeah.
So stay tuned to the Rack Extra when Total Bellas and Total Divas return here really soon, because there's going to be some really interesting commentary that comes out on that. But for now, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And when we come back, we are going to be talking NXT, Tweet of the Week, and everything about the Superstars Shakeup for SmackDown. So, till then, we'll be right back.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/LoneJobber.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe
devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Rack Radio Show.
Self high five.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and CEO and founder of DDP Yoga. And you, Monkey, well, you're listening to Rack Radio Show, the Rack Radio Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bye!
Back right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to reference over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at gerwick.net, rackradioshow.com, or wildtalkradio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at fightboot.com as well. And well, if you just tuned in, you missed the news, you missed the John Cena Nikki Bella drama, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Drew Gulak, thank you to my friends at Microsoft Office for always helping me make a salient PowerPoint. Microsoft Office replies, "We're always here to take you to new heights, as long as they are below the second rope." Winky face. And Drew responds with a winky face. Cesaro, stupid kid. Hashtag WrestleMania. Sheamus, Raw after Mania tonight. Hopefully not past the new tag champs curfew. Hashtag candy off a baby. Hashtag Nicholas. And it's to stay strong with the baby fist. Kurt Hawkins. Ah ha 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 ha. Hey, Asuka. Guess who's still streaking? Hashtag WrestleMania.
Really? Really, Curtis? Kurt Hawkins, really?
I swear to fuck.
Really? Kurt Hawkins, really? I mean, are you really proud of that one? Go buy a shirt at www.shop.com.
WWE, things just got iconic. Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, hashtag SmackDown Live. And Scott Dawson replies, if Dash and I were women. Congrats, girls.
If Dash and him were women, they would be ugly women.
They Well, Dash might be okay. He's kind of pretty.
I stand by my statement.
Okay. Roman Reigns. Any show, any city, any country, any opponent, I'll fight. Hashtag BTR. Kenny Omega replies, really? The internet would implode.
You see, Kenny Omega, you have to sign a contract for World Wrestling Entertainment and say you're all in for that instead of all in for other shows. Then,
right?
Then you can get
then you can fight Roman Reigns.
Then you can fight Roman Reigns, because Roman Reigns ain't coming to you.
No. Rotten Tomatoes. If The Rock's Rampage movie keeps its current score, 53% fresh, it will become the highest rated video game movie of all time. The Rock replies, wow, very cool Rampage news. Not pointing to the scoreboard yet, but it seems we may have finally broken the dreaded video game curse. And remember, I starred in the stinker Doom, so I have lived thy curse. The official Doom Twitter responds, Dwayne.
I remember he did that joke for when he was inducting his father into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Finn Balor, for life, for real, for everyone, at WWE Graves. Corey Graves responds, Finn, you're a wildly popular man. Please stop starting clubs. They're hard to keep track of. Hashtag Balor Club.
One.
I'm sure there's more. Mojo Rawley. Red or blue? My phone has been ringing off the hook. Who's going to make the better offer? Pressure's on. It's crunch time. Superstar shakeup starts soon. Corey Graves responds, My sources tell me that Raw is offering a bag of barbecue potato chips and a player to be named later. Corey. And last, Corey Graves. Superstar shakeup starts tonight. Hope I don't switch brands. Oh, wait. Hashtag free agent, hashtag utility guy.
You good?
I'm good.
Alexis Co. My train surface was just suspended for feces. Jason Gay replies, was it the number two?
Really?
Adam Lucidi. Elias wearing my Meemaw's best living room current tonight. Hashtag Raw. April 2nd.
Not a lie.
All things wrestling. I am legit disappointed the Undertaker did not show up and hit the gong or give any sign he accepts John Cena's challenge. Michelle McCool, where is your husband? We're actually eating breakfast. Now you know how far back these tweets go.
Again, if you tweet the woman, she will respond with a very sassy answer, but she will respond. Something tells me he has worn off on her slightly.
Goozy Lil, hungry for hashtag hungry for mania, which member of the women's roster would you consider giving an extreme makeover to and adding to the fashion police? Prince Pretty replies, Carmella. She needs it. She got a new accessory since this tweet, so she's probably cool. Tommaso Ciampa. Dad, is that you? So Dad, I was thinking in 4 days I'm going to end Little John's career. After that, maybe I'll take the cool new red belt. I bet Little John will cry. Oh, Ciampa. Kristen tweets, this morning at 7-Eleven, I saw a lizard next to a coffee maker and the cashier said, no worries, that's just Marvin. He likes the smell. 7-Eleven replied, oh no, can you DM us with the store location you visited so we can check in on Marvin? Thank you. She's like, no way, I'm not gonna narc on my buddy. 7-Eleven replies, just let us know if Marv ever needs anything. Well done, 7-Eleven. Well done.
Well done. Well played.
Johnny Gargano. Before most WrestleMania weekends, I write a to-do list I want to accomplish during the biggest wrestling weekend of the year, with access to the WrestleMania Superstore and all the cool stuff to check out. There's really only one thing I have to do this year. He posted a to-do list. And Tommaso. Which he did.
Which he did.
Trevor. May Young Classic 2 tips. Cleanse all social media. Get that silly, now problematic podcast you did 5 years ago removed off the internet. Same with nudes. That would be smart. Tommaso Ciampa, contractually, I can make that happen at the conclusion of this evening. However, after tonight, Johnny Gargano will not be wrestling anywhere, period. P.S. in the future, keep your childish fantasies to yourself. I hate to end your career next. Again, talking about Daniel Bryan with Johnny Gargano on SmackDown. Brian Alvarez, EC3's entire role in that match was to be killed. Hashtag NXT TakeOver. EC3 replied, hashtag RIP EC3.
Ethan.
Chris Harrington, Matt and Bray, deleting in a tree. TROPHYING. That was a WrestleMania tweet. Ben Curran, breaking news, Amber Alert issued in New Orleans for a missing child named Nicholas. Last seen with a big hairy giant. Hashtag WrestleMania. We mentioned in the news, breaking, The Undertaker will battle Rusev in a casket match at WWE's Greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia on April 27th. This was Rusev's first tweet about it. Bury me softly, brother. Frankie Kazarian. The great thing about wrestling gifts is that I can literally walk into my chiropractor's office, show him a clip of what happened, and he goes to work. So thank you, Internet. That is tremendous.
It is tremendous.
Regal Pixie Dust. I just watched an episode of Once Upon a Time about serial killers, abduction, and blind witches. And the scariest thing was Trump at the end. Yeah, thank you, Trump. for going to Syria and causing me to miss the last 45 seconds of Once Upon a Time. Don't appreciate it. It's cliffhangers.
Suck.
Les Moore, I feel for Alberto getting released by Impact for tending to family issues with his cousin Jose Cuero, nephews Jack Daniels and Johnny Walker. That is so wrong.
But funny.
But funny. Richard Triunfo. So on Raw, do they point out that John Cena is a free agent, and then will someone on the broadcast point out in more ways than one? I'm already in the front seat on the bus to hell, so don't judge.
Adam, based on the meme I sent you this morning, not gonna.
No one's gonna judge you, Richard. Adam Lucida, your time is up. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. John Cena to Nikki Bella. Good reasons. Renee Young, I just washed my face with hotel bar of soap. R.I.P. my face. Future Dave Meltzer, Alexa Bliss rejected Braun's suggestion for a date, but she told him, don't be sad, you still have these hands.
Oh, God. They're doing a ride-along together.
I know, and she feeds some french fries, it's gonna be amazing.
I can't wait.
Prince Pretty, guys, check this out. If I can just win the U.S. title / IC title / tag title / WWE title, then I'll become a Grand Slam champion. So close. And Tommaso Ciampa. Holy hell, is this real life? Number one, the match was unsanctioned, didn't count, wasn't real, never happened. Two, thanking the crowd, they literally did nothing. Ate popcorn, texted on their phone, sucked at life. Number three, don't poke the bear. Because WWE put out the tweet about Johnny Gargano thanking the crowd from on NXT last night. So, yeah. Reason.
Tommaso.
His Twitter is amazing. It really is.
His Twitter is fantastic.
And he's still following no one. Yet, is following everyone.
I'm following, but not following you. I'm stalking you on Twitter.
He is stalking everyone on Twitter, and we just don't know it.
Yep.
Anyway, that's Tweet a Week.
All right. Well, SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So, Monday night, there were, a total of 20 people that moved to Monday Night Raw, and only one moved to SmackDown Live?
Pretty much.
Well, things changed on SmackDown Live. So, to quickly go through the changes, we saw U.S. Champion Jeff Hardy show up, which was cool. Which we kind of figured would happen once he won the belt. At least I did. Because at that point, they weren't moving Seth Rollins. We saw the fair trade of the Riot Squad went to Raw, so Absolution came to SmackDown.
No shock there.
No shock there. Gallus and Anderson are coming to...
to be with AJ! The family's reunited!
Finn is just left alone. The Bar is coming.
Which... sadly, makes it really obvious who's winning at the Greatest Royal Rumble in a couple weeks. Because it's the Bar versus the Woken Warriors for the tag team titles. Gee, I wonder who's going to win that match now.
Yeah, right. Unless they could put like a stipulation, the losing team goes to SmackDown Live. They could do that.
I think they're going to have to.
Just to make it less obvious.
Just to make it less obvious, because it's like, I don't think you guys thought that through completely.
Yeah. What was it? Shocker. Samoa Joe.
Yeah, it's like he's in the middle of a feud with Roman Reigns and you trade him. It's like, oh, okay, I guess we're not doing this now. All right.
I'll flat out say he cut an amazing promo after beating up Sin Cara on SmackDown.
He did, because he's Joe.
He is Joe. Let's see. Who else made the jump? Asuka. Asuka made the jump.
Carmella saw her life flash before her eyes. I think so did the Iconics. I think every woman in that division was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, so it was the Melibration. Carmella cuts it. Here's what I really love about Carmella. When she gets an opportunity to go out there with a live microphone and by herself.
She's gold.
She is gold. She is money on that mic because she knows how to deliver a really heel-ish type promo. She's really good at it. I really like her promo. So she was interrupted by Charlotte. And then the Iconics came down. It led to Billie Kay versus Charlotte, which was a fine match. Charlotte won. They were beating down Charlotte when Becky Lynch made the save. Okay, gotta stop there. Okay, if you don't follow Becky on the Instagrams and Twitters, you need to. So last week, everyone was making a fuss that Becky did not save Charlotte. And she had to put out a video that she was in catering and they had, what was she eating?
Quinoa.
And it was really good, so she couldn't. So this week, after she makes the save, she put down the food and ran and made the save. Continuality on social media is fantastic. You know?
Oh, the continuity of it was everything.
Yeah, so that was perfect. So she either made the save, then Asuka made the save, making her debut. So we now know there. R-Truth, the immortal one himself, showed up with New Day and Ty Dillinger. He still don't know where he is. He thought he was Raw. Yada, yada, yada. Andrade Cien Almas and Zelina Vega are now coming to SmackDown Live, which I mentioned they should have back during our NXT TakeOver preview. I said they should come up, and they are. It's great. And Sanity is coming, but missing something.
There's some uproar about some Sanity because Nikki Cross is not coming up with the boys, and the internet pretty much revolted because it's like, wait, what do you mean we're not getting Nikki Cross? What the hell? Like, I'm still irritated by that because it's like, no, it's a foursome. There's a chick and she's badass. Like, the fact that I'm not going to have Nikki Cross hugging the hell out of Killian Dane and then drop kicking a guy in the face is so not okay. Like, she's part of the group, man. She's part of the group. Unless you're going to have her stand up to Shayna Baszler, which, okay, but still, I'd rather her go up to SmackDown.
Yeah.
You know, I would really rather her be on SmackDown.
Right. There's one other person, but I'm going to mention him here in the recap really quick. But overall, I kind of like what SmackDown has, but we'll do a full recap after SmackDown. It opened with AJ Styles cutting a promo. He took on Rusev. It ended in like half a second. Aiden English came in. Caused the DQ. Daniel Bryan made the save. It's weird seeing Daniel Bryan run out in wrestling gear making saves. It's weird.
Yeah, it's odd.
It is weird. Backstage, Shane McMahon and Paige were talking. Paige came in. She wanted to do her Teddy Long impression. She made a tag team match player. Holla holla. And she does the dance. She left. Shane does the dance awkwardly. She returns. And that was awkward. But yeah, weirdness. At least they get the meme.
Which is hilarious. But I more love that The Miz was brought over to SmackDown specifically for Daniel Bryan to kick his ass.
Yeah. Speaking of The Miz, he was not there because of reasons. He was back home with his wife, and he was like, yeah, I'll come next week. Right now I'm all in Los Angeles with my baby and my wife. And yeah, heel guy Miz brings his daughter on the TV already.
And he's about to drop a curse word, and Maurice is like, Mike, baby.
Watch the language.
Language.
Language. It was tremendous.
It was fantastic. It was perfect. Loved it.
Mm-hmm. Shelton Benjamin, who said nice things about Chad Gable on Twitter, said it was hacked. Then wanted a big challenge. Out came Randy Orton. His music stopped. Jeff Hardy came out. They had a match. Jeff Hardy beat Shelton Benjamin. Match was fine. It appears Randy and Jeff is the direction going after the Royal Rumble thing. Luke Harper beat Jey Uso in a minute. Awkwardness. Very awkward.
Okay, but the match is not what's important in this.
No, go ahead. Talk.
It's after the match. That's hilarious.
All right, what happened?
Okay, so a beatdown proceeds to start to happen between the Bludgeons and the Usos, and they take out one brother, and they've got the other one pinned down to the steps, and the Bludgeons pick up their hammers, and they're getting ready to go through for, I guess it's Jimmy?
Mm-hmm.
And we hear this scream, and out comes running Trinity, aka Naomi, to save her husband's bacon, as she puts herself between the Bludgeons and her husband, and she's begging, essentially, for them not to beat him up, to leave him alone, and, you know, being the gentlemen that they are, they did back off.
Uh-huh.
And they left.
Uh-huh.
But the best part of this was afterwards on Twitter, where Luke Harper puts out, enjoy your night with him, Trin, and Eric Rowan responds, sleep tight.
Which led to today on Twitter, he posted the picture of the same moment and went, cute AF.
Larry, cute AF, yeah.
Well, that was Instagram. He didn't put Larry on the Twitter. He wrote cute AF.
Which Luke Harper putting cute AF is like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, the follow-up to it on social has been tremendous. But yeah, it's like I love how they're gentlemen, but they're low-key still going to like beat the crap out of the Usos when they get a chance.
Yeah.
And there was a follow-up like after SmackDown on .com where the Usos were basically telling Naomi, you can't do that.
Don't go out there. We don't need you getting hurt. We got this.
Don't put yourself between us and them because we don't know if they're going to stop next time. So, you know, just stay back here.
Yeah. So Daniel Bryan was talking to Renee Young And he said he made a list of people to motivate him, and at the top of the list was AJ Styles. He is proud to fight alongside Styles because he knows one day they'll fight each other. And then as Brian turned around, the one last person who debuts on SmackDown Live is 7 foot tall, Big Cass. He goes, "So you're what all the fuss is about, little man."
Which is kind of, like, awkward writing, because it's like, well, but Cass would know Brian. He would have met Brian in the past, and also, doesn't Big Cass have a thing for little man? I mean, Enzo?
Right.
So, I guess that's where they're going with Cass? I don't know, but yeah, it was kind of, like, not a good thing for him? I don't know, I didn't like it.
The funny part about the whole thing was, it went from Cass to Carmella.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah. Our main event was AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan taking on Rusev and Nate English. Great seeing Daniel Bryan wrestle. The match was really good. It gets interrupted by Big Cass. He hit the ring and hit a big... first it was Nakamura who low-blowed AJ Styles, and then Big Cass entered the ring and laid out Daniel Bryan with the big boot. And he awkwardly stood on top of Daniel Bryan with his hand raised up in a fist over him for, like, a long time. Renee Young talked to Nakamura, and he's like, "No speak English."
Which is hilarious.
And walked away. I liked how
it's like, Shinsuke, you jerk.
Pretty much. I liked how it ended. I really kind of like what SmackDown got.
I like what SmackDown got. I just wish they had gotten maybe one more really big name. And by big, I kind of wish they had gotten Braun.
Yeah, I thought Braun should have gone over. But they got. But based on who they have and Big Cass, all the styles sort of mesh. I like that AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe and Randy Orton and Rusev probably get a little bit more of a shine. Shinsuke Nakamura gets up there. Miz is up there in the main event scene, which leaves room for Andrade Cien Almas up in the main event mid-card area as well. Like, there are a lot of... And Jeff Hardy as well, because Jeff's going to be a really big star on SmackDown. You can just tell, and I'm okay with all that. Like, there's a lot of fresh matchups on SmackDown, and for a guy like Samoa Joe, this is going to be his place to shine, because he doesn't have to worry about Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns being the monster among men and what have you on the show. He can be the dominant ass-kicking force, and it'll be really good, because now we're going to get AJ Styles and Samoa Joe on a WWE stage. Daniel Bryan versus Samoa Joe on a WWE stage.
That's going to be awesome.
I mean, it's going to be really, really good. So I thought SmackDown made out well. I think even in the women's division, I love the idea of Charlotte and Becky and Asuka being the top three on one side, and Billie Kay and Peyton and Carmella over there as well as the top heels, and then you mix in Absolution and stuff like that. I think the women's division has improved a little bit because it's fresh matchup, and hopefully they don't like overdo it, and you can eventually bring up a couple of women from NXT later on in the year and help freshen it up so it doesn't get stale right away.
Yeah, and this will give the Iconic Duo a chance to really shine and really establish themselves, because they can do that whole Mean Girls, Lay Cool thing that they got going on SmackDown and not have to fight on Raw for that top spot.
And I can't wait for The Bar versus the Bludgeon Brothers, because that's going to come and that should be really good wrestling.
That'll be fun as hell to watch. Or we could also get the Bludgeon Brothers versus the Woken Warriors.
Yes!
Which, honestly, I really just want to see Luke Harper and Eric Rowan look at Bray Wyatt and Bray's just like,
what?
Crap.
It's wonderful to see you.
And Luke's like, yeah, no.
Smack.
Right?
Anyway, that's SmackDown.
That's SmackDown, NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Show open with Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae coming to the ring. They talk about this being Johnny's first night back after beating Tommaso Ciampa at NXT TakeOver. He said for a long time that he's defined by two words, Tommaso Ciampa. Gargano talked about how Ciampa being his best friend, breaking his heart, and then he talked about how being in the ring for 37 minutes of his life, it was like such a great time, and he's finally got his life back in order, and he's back in NXT, and well, he mentioned his wife, he did some mushy stuff with her, how tough it's been for them, and the crowd went, "Oh," and like, he thanked her, and they got back to business, and then Candice took the mic, saying that she has unfinished business was Zelina Vega, who should be fighting tonight on NXT. And Gargano noted that if Almas tries to get involved, he will take him out like he took out Tommaso Ciampa. And mentioned he also wants the NXT championship.
Which I'm okay with.
Pretty okay with. Our opening contest was Ricochet versus Fabian Archer.
Ricochet's entrance is nice.
It is a nice entrance. Ricochet got the win. It was a good match.
Mm-hmm.
We then had the War Raiders take on JC and Chris. War Raiders won. War Raiders entrance kind of has a Bludgeon Brothers feel to it.
A little bit. I mean, I think they can key it as time goes on, but I like the gear, I like the look, and they're just badass in the ring.
She mentioned Ricochet cut a promo saying he talked about how superstars like Bayley, Sami Zayn, and Seth Rollins made a name for themselves in NXT, and now it's his turn, and he will say, Ricochet says he's going to prove why there is only one and only Ricochet. That should be a hand up. Who may he be feuding with there? Yeah, they're badass. I just feel like their entrance could be a little less bludgeon-y.
Yeah, and they'll work on it.
We saw Shayna Baszler get a cameraman and say, hey, there's a meeting going on. We should interrupt it. And it's Serena Deeb talking to the women's locker room, and then she looked over one of the lockers and saw Ember Moon's name on the locker.
Mm-hmm.
Ripped it right off, put her card there. She basically told the women's division to get behind her, or she will run them over. Dakota Kai tried to walk out, but Shayna got in her face, and basically Baszler is being a bully, and feels like the roster is going to come up and get her at some point, but I really like Shayna as a heel.
Shayna as a heel is great. I was a little irritated that she's picking on Kiwi Wifey, because how dare you pick on Dakota Kai, but I otherwise I'm cool with it.
Pete Dunne said he'll be back in a few weeks, ready to rip off Roderick Strong's head.
Peter, calm down. It's alright.
I'll say this, that was not good lighting for his face.
No, he has a really, really hard face to light. You can tell he does. And if you see him in person, like I told you, he's the only person I've ever seen that is better looking and worse looking in person, depending on the lighting for him. Like, it's he has a very unique face. But yeah, this lighted job did him no favors.
Sunlight did not do him any favors.
Mm-mm.
In what was a hell of a big man beatdown match, Lars Sullivan, Killian Dane.
This was fun. Just things got destroyed. They were everywhere. They had a good time. There was blood because Lars got cut. Killian got his nose busted. We went through tables. There were chairs. There was just everything. They went everywhere. I'm so glad we got to see this.
Yeah, it was a no DQ match. It was fantastic. Lars Sullivan picked up the win with a freak accident onto a pile of chairs. Awesome stuff. Then we had our main event. Zelina Vega versus Candice LeRae. Good match.
Good match.
Could have seen more, because it was only like 4 minutes, but I could have seen more of it.
I would have liked to have seen more of it. I would have liked it if the guys had not gotten involved.
Yeah, but the cool spot was the ending. Candice locked in the Gargano escape. Almas tried to get in, but Gargano put him into one as well, as Zelina tapped out. I'll say this about Candice, and this, I thought of this in the opening promo. She's only been there like 3 months. But it feels like she's been there forever because she just fits in perfectly.
She does, yeah. She's really, really, really great in terms of just already being a part of the brand.
And this was her first official match on TV, singles match on TV. But it feels like she's been a part of the show. Like, she feels like, hey, we're going to go up to the main roster together really soon. But, like, she's only been there like 3 months. Not even. She just feels a part of the show.
She does. And she really kind of has been there a little bit longer because of Johnny.
Right, but as a character, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but yeah, it's like we've seen her there longer because she's been there with Johnny. So now we're seeing her on her own.
Yeah, speaking of Johnny, he laid down a challenge. Now they're done with Almas and Vega. He wants Aleister Black. Aleister Black says, you want it? Then next week, you shall have it. Next week on TV, Aleister Black, Johnny Gargano for the NXT Championship.
And I like how they brought up the fact that Gargano is the only one to pin Aleister Black.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Great, great stuff. Exciting episode of NXT. Can't wait for next week, because it should be fun. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
That does for it for us this week.
So, you have things to plug, so plug away.
Saturday Night Midnight Ish, Super Radio. The Great and the Great Debate is game shows. SuperRadioLive.com. Midnight Ish Eastern, Super Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter. The All-Time Greatest continues on Russell Talk Radio Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. WrestleTalkRadio.com just to keep up on that bracket. Go to GreaterThanGreatDebate.com to vote on the Greater Than Great Debate this week. It's now up and ready to make picks. Monday night, it's Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of the Rack Live, 10 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Sundays, Once, Timeless, and The Royals End, which is around 11 Eastern, you can check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Timeless, and the Rack Extra Reviews, The Royals. Both will be up and ready to listen once the show ends. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, RackRadioShow.com.
I'm just going to add that both episodes of The Royals and Timeless are really good this week.
And there's a phrase that we've used a lot in the reviews.
Yep.
It's a thing.
It's a trend.
Bang, bang, bangity, bang.
Ding. So.
Oh, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. I got. Go.
You follow me on Twitter at Linsword, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsword, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightboot.com. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be back next week. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.